Welcome back to Cindy Palin, Music and Words. We've been exploring the theme of grief through a child's eyes for my upcoming new children's book. Today, we have a special guest who is going to be sharing her insights on publishing. Before I introduce her, if I've sent you a link to the show and you're wondering how to become a regular listener, you can visit newcindypalin.com on your computer or phone and click on the podcast tab. You may also want to access my show simply by using your free podcast app on your phone screen. The iPhone podcast app looks like a purple microphone. For other phone types, you can Google to find out what free podcast app is available to you. Be sure to type in the name of my podcast, Cindy Palin, Music and Words. Then you can find the subscribe button. By subscribing, you will be notified every time a new episode is available. We have a special treat today on Cindy Palin Music and Words, Tandy Balson, and she's going to be talking to us about publishing. Tandy, when did we first meet?
I couldn't tell you the year. It's probably been 5 or 6 years. We met at a writer's group.
Right, and I think you got a hold of me, or maybe I found your contact information, but I do remember driving down to the Airdrie area and meeting, I think it was at Grace Baptist Church.
Yes, in Airdrie. Was.
Wonderful. Yeah. And really enjoyed listening to other people who write and their expertise and their journey. Really enjoyed what I learned there. So is the writing group still going?
It is still going. At the moment, there's only two of us, but it's important to keep meeting together.
Yes.
We encourage, we support, we give feedback.
Yes.
And it helps make us stronger when we do that.
Yes. Sounds wonderful. And so that's a sign. I need to be coming back. I need that encouragement. And I reached out to you just last week. I've been working on a new project and I had lots of questions and you were so helpful. And I just want to thank you for coming today and sharing this plethora of information you have on publishing. Before you get started, I just want to ask that you also talk about who you are and your writing journey. Make sure to mention, you might want to talk about all your titles or a favorite, up to you. And let us know other links too that you may want our listeners to get a hold of in the future if they're interested.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thanks, Tandy.
So, a lot of people would like to write a book, or say they'd like to write a book. And some of the information I'm going to give you today relates to that, and some of it is whether this is something you really want to do or not. Because for me, the actual publishing of the book was as much work as it was writing it.
Good to know.
And I think that's important to know. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to do the work that it takes to make this happen?
Right.
Is it more than just an idea of someday I'd like to do this? Or is it something you're going to be committed to?
Because we romanticize, you know, all over the place when it comes to writing, don't we?
We do. I saw a friend not long ago that I hadn't seen in several years. And he said to me, I think I want to write a book. Can you give me some information? And I said, okay, you answer a question for me first. On a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to doing the work to make this happen? And he looked at me and shrugged and said, you would have had to ask that question, wouldn't you? He said, okay, never mind, because it's a nice idea, but I know that I don't have the commitment.
There you go. Wow. Good for you for knowing. what to say?
Well, I know how much work it took for me to do it. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other projects that I've thought, I'd like to do that. But when I ask myself that question, then there's some things that I'm more committed to than others, and I have to let the ones go that I'm not.
Right. And I want to be careful here to interrupt you. Quite often, I ask myself, what is the motivation? What is your passion behind why you want to write? And you can certainly find commitment there when asking or when answering that question.
Exactly. Because for some of us, writing and publishing our own words is such an exciting prospect that we're not intimidated by the work that needs to be done.
Right.
I'm just going to refer quickly back. You mentioned which of my books, I have four published, would be my favorite. Well, publishing a book is like giving birth to a baby. And I couldn't tell you which of my children was my favorite, so I can't with the books either.
Okay, good to know,
Because they're my book babies.
Well, we want to hear all about them today, for sure.
My first two books were devotional books. I didn't even realize with the first one that it was devotionals I was writing until I was at a writer's conference and had a little meeting with some agent that was there. And he said about it being devotional, and I said, really?
Awesome.
So I got a lot of comments. My first one was called Inspirations from the Everyday.
Okay.
So it's just everyday things that gave me inspiration that I would write about and have a twist to make you see how that situation could bring God closer. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it brings us closer to God.
Right. Good point.
And from there, I kept getting people asking me when there was going to be another one and saying that they were using it as a daily devotional reading.
Wonderful.
Which amazed me because that is not what I was thinking at all.
Right. Well, good for you.
So the second book, I compiled it with that in mind. So there are enough stories in there. And by stories, they're one page. So it's not a long read. That if you read them 5 days a week, it would last you for 6 months.
Wonderful.
So I did that purposefully with the second one. And my first two books, I didn't use a traditional publisher, but I used what is an assisted publishing company.
And is that the same as a hybrid publishing company?
In some ways it is. There's so many different terms for it. I've also heard them called vanity publishers.
Okay.
Because you pay them and they publish the book.
Okay.
You get to keep more royalties from it, but they do all the work. But even with a traditional publisher, they cover the production and the marketing costs, but they do not do the promotion on their own. They still require you to do the promotion.
Okay. To stand behind your work and get it out there.
And they want to know that you have a what they call a platform.
So okay.
A following already.
Right. I've heard that before.
And they won't take inquiries directly from authors. You need to have an agent for that.
And do you have any information for our listeners today, Tandy, on agents and how to find an agent?
There are websites with lists of agents. The advice that I would have, I wouldn't tell you where to find one other than to search online.
Yes.
But find out what type of work they represent. And if it's not the genre that you write in, don't go to them.
Right.
Because one of the biggest mistakes people make is contacting someone and saying, I know you don't normally deal with this, but I'm sure you'll change your mind when you read mine. Or, mine is different. You'll really like it. No, they don't have the same kind of contacts for that kind of work.
Right.
And that's not who you should be going to. So with the publishing route that I used for my first two books, It was the Assisted Publishing. I chose a Canadian company.
Wonderful.
And I did some research on them first. And if you're going to go that route, make sure you do your research, because a lot of them are not as reputable.
Okay. Well, good to know.
And so I researched, I put in their name and complaints, or so I could see if there were complaints.
Right, you looked for reviews.
So I could see if there were any complaints against them and if there were anything outstanding that had not been dealt with.
Okay.
And what it was.
Good advice.
So I found a company in BC that mm-hmm. I was quite happy with. I used them for my first book. They did everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went back to them right away for the second book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I still had to pay an editor. The first time I used their editor, the second time I hired my own editor.
Okay, well, and it's good to know you can do that.
Yes. They also designed the cover. So if I wasn't happy with the cover, which I wasn't with the first one, they did a second cover. If I didn't like that, I would have to pay to have the designers
try again.
Else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the costs were adding up for that.
Sounds like it.
And I wanted to do ebooks as well, so there was an extra cost to be on different ebook channels.
Okay.
And I was glad that I went with that route, because I had no knowledge of how to do this.
Right, so, you have to start somewhere.
So for me, it was important to have somebody that knew what they were doing. And since I was brand new to it, I also didn't know people who had gone that route before me that
right.
I could turn to for help.
Okay.
So after I did my second book, which is called Dragonflies, Snowdrifts, and Spice Cake, I was going to different writers' conferences, joining writers' groups.
Okay.
Getting support and encouragement and knowledge from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that a lot of what I had paid to do, I could do myself.
Wow.
And that instead of paying over $2,000 to have someone else do this for me,
mm-hmm.
I could do it all myself on a self-publishing site.
Okay.
For either no money
mm-hmm.
or very little money.
Wonderful.
Or I could send some out to freelancers, like to format the book to go on the sites.
Right.
I gave cover ideas to someone who produced covers for my books.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
It was a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had more control over the book.
And what it was going to look like.
What it was going to look like. The way that it was all laid out, which I did have some say in with the other one as well.
Good.
But after 2 years, then they were going to charge me $60 per channel that the book was on per year. And I didn't like that idea.
Right.
So that's when I started exploring the true self-publishing, where I wasn't using a third party.
Okay.
And I discovered then that the ISBN number
yes.
that's on the back of the book, that some publishers charge you to put on it, and some it's just included in your package.
All right.
In Canada, those are free.
Wow! This is great news.
And when you register for it, mine now are registered under my name.
Okay.
So when I took the rights back from the other company for the first two books,
mm-hmm.
they were under that other publishing company. They were not under my name.
Okay.
Because they were the ones who had published it. So the ISBN number was under them. So I had to apply for new ISBN numbers.
For those books.
For those books.
Okay. And did that cost you anything, Tammy?
Didn't cost me anything.
Wow, wonderful.
I also had to change the covers because mm-hmm. The cover was theirs. The content was mine.
Okay. And the changing the covers, was that laborious or not too bad?
No, I had a friend who has done her own books. So I gave her an idea of what I wanted, and I used photographs that I had taken myself.
Okay.
And she altered them as she needed to put the title and my name on them. And
that's wonderful. Well, I find, too, that there's so many wonderful areas to find ideas. And I know our listeners are probably very familiar with Pinterest. But when I started exploring the children's book genre, I just spent lots of time looking at children's book covers and fonts. And so for any genre that you're going to write in, the research, like you said, is very important. And you can research every aspect. There's so much out there.
You can. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there. And what I found with the direct self-publishing companies is that on their websites, they have tutorials to help you know how to format the book for them to do everything that you need to. They walk you through the different steps.
Yes, and so last week when you gave me some of this information, I just set some goals that I was going to check some of these things out and get started. And so I've read a lot, haven't taken any tutorials yet, but very excited about the possibilities.
Because you're in the driver's seat there.
Right.
You have the total control, and you're going to be, you set the price,
mm-hmm.
and you decide how it's distributed, and it's up to you to make that work for you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, this all sounds really wonderful, but I want to emphasize, and I'm glad you did too, that it takes commitment and discipline and work. But if we're passionate about the message that we want to share, then it just becomes a joy.
Exactly. I found as well when I was doing this that although I could have probably learned how to do all the formatting myself,
mm-hmm.
for me that wasn't the part I wanted to focus on.
Right.
And I thought, I can learn to do it, but if I pay someone else a little bit to do that for me, mm-hmm. who knows what they're doing,
right,
I can get back to what I love to do, and that's the writing.
Yes, and that is a principle that applies across the board, Tandy. I think it's very wise to enlist in professionals to do things that we want to not tackle, and we want to use our time somewhere else. I think that's really smart.
But I think some of the best money you can invest when you're doing a book is hiring a professional editor.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter how many times you read over your own work.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I meant to say, and that's what I see when I look at it. And I don't see the little things that aren't quite right in there.
Right.
And even giving it to other people to read, I can get feedback that's very important and
mm-hmm.
helpful,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the same as a trained professional editor.
Yes.
They are definitely worth whatever their fee is, because
yes.
I just felt that the editor that I used, and I've used her for 3 books now, mm-hmm. took my words and polished them. She didn't change them. She didn't change the meaning or try mm-hmm. to make me change anything. And it was up to me whether I accepted her suggestions or not.
Right.
But I knew that it came out so much stronger
mm-hmm.
because of the editor. And a lot of editors will give you, like, they will read over and maybe review a few pages or a chapter or something and give you an idea. And it's important to have someone you have a good working relationship with.
Yes, and so you gave me a couple of contacts with regards to editors. I've reached out to both, and we are already in conversation, which is so important to me with this children's book that I'm working on. When you're writing something from a child's perspective, it gets to be a bit tricky, and so I really need the editor's help, and I'm looking forward to their suggestions.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. the editing is good. The ISBN number's absolutely important. Commitment, our motivation behind writing, wonderful. Are there links that you'd like to give out today to our listeners? Names of companies. I know you had mentioned Ingram Sparks. What was another one?
Smashwords.
Smashwords.
And KDP.
KDP.
Which stands for Kindle Direct Publishing.
Wonderful.
If you publish on Kindle Direct, mm-hmm. your books automatically go up on Amazon.
All right.
But only on Amazon.
Okay.
If you publish with one of the others, so Ingram Spark produces both print and ebooks.
I would have to
look into that.
Okay.
They will provide service to Kindle as well and Amazon.
I thought it was Ingram Sparks.
But if you have done anything on Amazon or Kindle published with them in the previous 12 months, then you can't.
All right, good to know. Okay.
Because Ingram Spark is no longer Ingram Spark myself. Mm-hmm. If I do another book, I probably will.
Okay. Well, and I went to them. I actually read all of the links that you had given me, but I ended up reading more on Ingram Spark just because you said that they do both the ebook and the print. And so this project that I'm working on right now, I want to do the ebook first and then the print. And so I thought, hey, I'm going to try out some of their suggestions and see where that goes.
And they do have a small fee. It's $25 for an ebook or $49 for a print book. Or you can get the combination of the two, ebook and print book, for $49. But that setup fee is refundable with a single order of 50 or more copies of the book from them.
Wonderful.
And there's often codes available online. So if you search free Ingram Spark codes, you could get it for free to start with.
Well, you know what? I get butterflies in my tummy, I tell you. All of this reading and all of these new things. But for the most part, I think it's just important to read, do the reading, contact, talk about it, just like we're doing today. Take that leap.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I want to mention with KDP, there are two different ways that you can go with them. So make sure you check it out if you're going there, because one way, you're far more limited to what you can do than the other.
All right.
I won't go into any details because it's too much to go into now.
Sure, and people can check that out for themselves. That's great. So let's just talk about you for a minute. You've brought some books with you today, and you have come up with an incredible, generous idea of giving away two books. Tell us a little bit about those, Tandy.
Those are my first two books, Inspirations from the Everyday, which has 82 stories in it. Strange number.
That's all right.
I have arranged them both into categories, like inspiration from nature, and then I have stories under that. Inspirations
Wonderful.
From around the house, while out and about.
Excellent.
From the seashore, while on the road, so while we were traveling, driving, and from this and that, because I thought that sounded better than miscellaneous.
That sounds great. And so this particular book, because it was your first one, you've gotten the rights back to it, and you can get more printed anytime you like.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
With doing this yourself, through the self-publishing, what I did was I did order them directly from the company, which was through Amazon, KDP.
Okay.
And I got an author's discount. Now, since they're in the United States and we're in Canada, by the time the book got to me, it was more than double the price because I was paying exchange on the money.
Okay.
I was paying shipping and exchange on the shipping.
Oh my.
And a small fee to cross the border.
Okay, good to know. This is important stuff.
but this is my book. I can do what I want with it.
Right, and you can price it at what you need to.
I can, but at the same time, I don't want to overprice it. Mm-hmm. So I found a local printer, and I could take my book file, send it to him,
yes,
and he would print the books out for me. The turnaround was much faster.
Wonderful.
The cost is a little less, and he gave me my choice of what type of cover I wanted, whether I wanted matte finish, whether I wanted a glossy cover. He gave me a choice of paper type, color, whether I wanted off-white or white.
Now, if I may, with Ingram Spark, if we're to do something on that site, can we still take our files to a different printer?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good to know.
You can. And also, on those two sites, the other sites, when you're printing a book, you do get to choose your cover.
Lovely.
What type of cover you want.
Like, right.
So for Ingram Spark, you could say, I want my book to be 5x7, and I want it to have a glossy cover.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You can choose all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it didn't mean the same when I couldn't see it.
Okay.
And hold it.
Right.
Ingram do send out a test copy.
Lovely.
So you can review it.
Thanks for mentioning that. That's excellent.
I think you have to pay for that, but still.
Still. That's
the cost
wonderful.
Of a book and the shipping, for one. And then yeah. You can go over it, because for me, I see things when they're in my hand that I don't when it's on the screen.
Right.
When I got my first book, Inspirations from the Everyday, yeah. I was so excited, and I opened it up, and I saw a mistake immediately.
Oh, no.
Where I thought I had said dairy, it said diary.
Oh.
Same letters.
Yes.
Different meaning.
Exactly. Oh, dear. Okay, so that's that book. And then this other book that you have to give away, I'm reading the title here, Dragonfly, Snowdrifts, and Spice Cake. Was this your second book?
That was my second book.
Okay.
And then I subtitled it, Finding Inspiration in Everyday Things.
Wonderful.
And where the title came from is three of the stories in the book. One is called Dragonflies, one mm-hmm. is called Snowdrifts, and one is called Spice Cake. And I made them as diverse as possible because I didn't want someone to think it was a book about insects or a book about weather
right.
or a cookbook.
Right. Wow, so many good nuggets of truth here to keep in mind for people that are writing. And so, Tandy, how many books do you have in total?
I have four.
Okay, you did say that. Thank you for reminding me. And where can people purchase your books?
I have a website, timewithtandy.com.
Okay.
And on there, there is a page with my books on there. Mm-hmm. Also some anthologies that I have been included in.
Wonderful.
Are on there. There is also an area where someone could sign up for my monthly newsletter.
Excellent. And so do they purchase them right off your site, or do they contact you and do an e-transfer and you mail it? What is the process?
They could purchase it directly from the site.
Okay.
Or if they happen to live in the area and they would prefer to contact me and pick it up from me and save the postage.
Right.
Then that's fine. I would do an e-transfer for that.
Okay. And do you have your books in bookstores?
Yes, I do. They are in a few different bookstores. In Calgary, they are in Better Books and Bibles.
Yes, you told me about that store. Love it.
They are in a gift store in Carstairs.
All right.
They are in a gift store in Airdrie. And they are available through my church, Grace Baptist Church, as well.
That's super. Thank you so much. I just thought of something. You mentioned to me the other day that you write with a group. I think it's a group of Alberta writers, and I think they go by the name Inscribe. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, that's actually a national
Oh, national.
It's a national Christian writers organization.
Okay.
It's based in Alberta.
Okay. But national.
But they are national. We have members all across the country.
Wonderful.
I have found so much support and encouragement. They have a Facebook page where you can ask questions and mm-hmm. there's always someone that can give you the answer you need.
Mm-hmm.
They publish a quarterly magazine.
Wonderful.
Quarterly Writers Magazine. And as a member, we have the opportunity to submit stories for it. And at the present time, I'm on a one-year contract to write a column.
Lovely. And what is the column entitled? That's all right. We're going to find out. I'll make sure it's part of the episode details. So listeners, when you're listening to the podcast, that's great, but make sure you check out the details on the actual episode so that you can connect with some of those links that we've been talking about.
Actually, the Writers Magazine is only available to members of Inscribe. So,
okay, well, they can check out Inscribe if they wish, for sure.
And that would be inscribe.org.
Awesome.
I have a quote that I would like to leave you with.
Okay.
When we're talking about the dedication it takes and commitment to publish.
Yes.
This quote was from John Bingham in his book Marathon Runner. And he said, "The miracle isn't that I finished, it's that I had the courage to start." And I think that goes for all of us in many areas of our lives.
Thank you so much, Tandy. That encourages me right now where I'm at. So stay tuned, listeners. We're going to talk more about this giveaway. We're so thankful for the information that you've generously shared. And I hope that there's lots of writers out there that are going to take that leap that they're going to start. Thanks, Tandy.
Thank you.
Visit the episode details for various publishing links, how to contact Tandy Balson, as well as written instructions for how to qualify for her generous book giveaway. By purchasing a song, album, or book, you can become a regular supporter of Cindy Palin, Music and Words on Anchor FM by Spotify.